One voter on Wednesday will be 31-year-old Hadi Abu Shala. He's the Palestinian entrepreneur we've been following on this program. Abu Shala was raised in London, and 4 years ago he moved to Gaza, where his father grew up, to open a computer store and to help build the viable, credible Palestinian state President Bush has talked about. Nancy Updike reports on how the elections look to Abu Shala.
The campaign vehicle of choice in Gaza City is an old VW bus mounted with speakers of stupefying girth and power. These buses have been blaring back and forth in front of Abu Shala's store on Omar al-Mukhtar Street for weeks. And then suddenly, in a lull between the buses, as Abu Shala is standing outside his store, a different kind of campaign rally goes by.
Okay, let's go inside. This is a Hamas... A march?
It's about 200 Hamas members, some in cars, but most of them on bikes, flying the green and white Hamas flag. Abu Shala watches the bikers from inside his store.
You look at them everywhere, and it's Hamas this, Hamas that, the posters on the roads, the flags, it's everywhere. They're clever in many ways in the way they portray themselves in front of people. They're strong and they're united, which is something I admire about them in one way. But it's about time. I'm one person that wants to know how much do they really count for in my population.
Abu Shala is like a lot of Palestinians. He's ambivalent about Hamas. He once said off microphone that, as somebody who's put money into this place, he's scared of a Hamas victory. If they win a majority in the Legislative Council, they could block any chance of peace talks. But at the same time, Abu Shala is just as fed up as any other Gaza resident with the current government's utter inability to meet its citizens' basic needs, starting with safety. Abu Shala's store, called Information Technology Partners, is protected by a thick mesh metal gate that pulls down from above his display window. But the gate no longer seems like enough. Break-ins keep happening around him, sometimes with guns. Abu Shala is thinking of spending about $1,000 on a new gate that's solid metal rather than mesh. And he's laying down new security rules at the store for everyone, including his brother and business partner, Omar.
Omar used to spend sometimes till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock alone doing his own sort of work at night. By rule of law from my father and from me now, no staying late. Because there's been instances where you've had people sort of kidnapping someone to get money from his family or something like that. So,
are you worried about that? Are you worried about a member of your family being kidnapped for money?
Yeah.
It turns out that Abu Shala was kidnapped a year and a half ago. By mistake, the kidnappers thought he was someone else, and he wasn't held for ransom. But he was hit in the face with the butt of a gun, punched several times, thrown into the backseat of his own car, and driven blindfolded to a refugee camp in the south of Gaza. What's strange is that the kidnapper's leader had no fear about letting Abu Shala know who he was.
The leader came in and he said, take his blindfold off. And he goes to me, please come and sit down. So I came and sat down on this old sort of couch. And I actually asked the guy, I said, okay, you know my name, can you please tell me who you are? And he said, no problem, my name is so-and-so. And I was meant to have heard his name before, because apparently he's a really famous troublemaker in town who's done this sort of thing so many times before.
The capper to the story is that it seems one member of the kidnapping gang was a policeman. He drove Abu Shala home after the kidnapping, and as they were chatting, mentioned what he did for a living. Abu Shala and his family decided against making any sort of official report of the incident.
What was I going to get out of it at the end of the day? The only thing I could get out of it was even more trouble. So that was the end of the story.
It's night, and Abu Shala is driving through the streets, looking at the flags, flyers, banners, posters, and campaign graffiti everywhere.
Hamas flag, Palestinian flag, Hamas flag, Palestinian flag. Okay, there's one Fatah flag there.
Fatah will be his choice on voting day, he's decided. He says the government does need to change, but he wants the change to be from old Fatah to new Fatah, not Fatah to Hamas. He tries to turn down a side road and finds it blocked by giant mounds of dirt. He looks at the mounds, and says one sentence that sums up how he feels in Gaza a lot of the time, including now, right before the election.
I have no idea what's going on, but I hope it's for the better.
In Gaza, Nancy Updike for NPR News.
You can hear the other stories in our series at npr.org.